Bianca, this question's coming for you from Ben.
Hi, Naked Scientists. I'm at Thorpe Park, and I'm wondering, why are people such adrenaline junkies?
Thank you, Ben, at the theme park there. That definitely gets the prize for the best location-dependent question that we've had sent in. So, Bianca, can you help us? Why are some people hooked on adrenaline?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And I definitely have to put my hand up and say I am a bit of an adrenaline junkie. I love snowboarding. So this is actually a personality trait that some of us have. And it's because basically we find doing risky things rewarding. Essentially, what happens when you do something risky is you get a release of this neurochemical known as adrenaline. So again, adrenaline junkies. The body creates this because basically it's priming us for this flight or fight response. So making us ready if we need to run away in case of danger or if we want to stand and fight. Now, for some people, for these sensation seekers, adrenaline is particularly rewarding. And so we have another neurochemical in the brain known as dopamine. And anytime we do something that's rewarding, we get an increase in the level of this neurochemical dopamine. And so people who are adrenaline junkies, we think what happens is they basically, anytime they do something that releases adrenaline, it increases the level of this neurotransmitter dopamine and it feels good.
Is that learned or is that something they were born with?
No, it's something they were born with. Yeah, it's actually, to be fair, it's roughly 50% heritable, this behavioural trait. So
you get a family of thrill seekers.
Most definitely.
And how do you know it's definitely genetic and it's not that if you've got parents who are really, really, they're out there go-getting, doing exciting things, that they just immerse you from a young age, you get no choice and you get hooked on adrenaline because of your family environment?
Yeah, certainly. But we do actually see this in animals. So we have...
thrill-seeking animals?
Thrill-seeking animals, yeah. So I actually work on rats. And we look for this behavioural trait because it's really interesting because being a sensation seeker actually increases your risk for addiction. Because we're not quite sure why. Is it something about your underlying biology? Or is it because you're more likely to take drugs because you're looking for that kind of novel, exciting experience associated with taking drugs or booze? So we actually see that in our rats, some of them prefer novel environments. So if you put them in a maze and they have exposure to one side, if you then open up the other side of the maze and they can then go and explore it, some rats will bolt straight into the other side and spend more time exploring it than others. And we see that this is heritable amongst our rats.
Wonderful. There was a story that was published in an Indian science journal not so long ago, and these two cases, and they had been professional, I suppose you could describe them as professional drug abusers for decades. And they got to the stage where nothing was really working anymore. So they had been written up because they were persuading snake charmers to get king cobras to bite them in the tongue.
My goodness.
Because they found this elicited a state of near nirvana for these people for a couple of hours, and they would wake up all woozy and say, well, that was wonderful, can you do it again? But the medical profession are fascinated because they want to know how these people can survive mega lethal doses of cobra venom envenomated into their tongue.
Oh my goodness.
And actually they're fine. So there's clearly something about the addiction that's happened in these people, and they've obviously changed the way their brain chemistry works because of drug addiction, which has then led them to be less vulnerable to one of the most potent venoms we know.
It's
a fascinating case. Jacob?
No, I was just thinking of this from kind of the other end of the kind of evolutionary spectrum, if you like, because you can study behaviour from the very kind of proximate end and you can study behaviour from the very ultimate end, and thinking of sort of why do these sorts of things evolve. It's really important to understand exactly what the mechanisms are as well, but I find it interesting to ask why these things evolve. And thinking of human behaviour in that sense, you know, why people go out of their way to jump off a cliff with a parachute on their back or whatever it might be, part of the explanation might also be because it somehow enhances your reproductive success. You're showing off, you look cool, you look sexy, and you're more likely to...
Only if it works.
Only if it works, exactly.
It can be very, very counterproductive, and you can look very unsexy if you really fall flat on your backside. Is that really the case, Bianca?
I don't know. Maybe not so much for reproductive health, but it's actually an exceptionally important behavioural trait that exists within us. We wouldn't have evolved with it otherwise. It's basically so we can take risks. It's really, really important that, you know, I decided to jump on a plane from Australia 7 years ago and come to Cambridge. I mean,
is that a risk? I don't know. Is it?
Some people would say the weather's not very nice.
No, that's true. With the weather perspective, it's very, very risky. Jess?
So if you start out with it and it's inherited from your parents, does it not change over the course of your life? So you're quite into taking risks when you're a teenager and up to your 30s maybe, and then you just don't want to take any risks anymore?
That's very true. So there's definitely, it changes over the lifespan. And you're right, during adolescence, it's at its highest. And this is when people are very, very happy to go and do these crazy things.